Hey, hey, everyone, this is Dan, the GM, bringing you episode 158 of What the Dice. Now, I know I go through this a lot, and I tell you this all the time, but our Discord has been getting busier and busier, and it's amazing. We are meeting other podcasters. We are seeing listeners. It is amazing, and we really feel like you should join. If you want to join, head on over to whatthedice.weebly.com and click on the links page, and that will get you where you need to go. Well, that's it. That's all I got. I'll let you get on with this week's episode. I'm Dan the GM. This is What the Dice. And you, my friends, you are amazing. We sit in the tavern and watch people around us, chatting, eating. We haven't felt hungry, not since the last mission we ran. There's definitely something going on. The town criers don't have any new information, and the rumors are still slowly spreading. War? Seems like war is on the brink. Orcs and some other mysterious army have been working together. Firearms are becoming harder and harder to purchase. We are glad that we rely on a sword and a crossbow. Well, now it's time for us to go see the storyteller. We make our way down the coastline towards the storyteller's campsite. The campsite is how we always remember it, except the storyteller looks like he is drying more meat than normal. Looks like he might be creating his own field rations, jerky, something. It's hard to tell. As we look around, we sit down, and the storyteller steps out of his cabin with a smile.
Well, 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 me friends, it seems as if the rumors of war have reached out to our small little coastal neighborhood. Well, war isn't always a bad thing. It brings people together, even though sometimes it rips people apart, especially when dealing with orcs and the like. Well, that is not the tale you've come for. The tale you've come for is a continuation of what's going on with Kalila de Fibulus. Well, they're in the desert, and they are fighting Varric in a strange mechanical carriage, and something, a sand worm, is also in the fray. Sit back, me friends, relax, and hear me tale.
In the last episode, you guys got into the sands, and Varric decided to make himself known, driving upon a massive tank-like vehicle with both Sheriff and the Deputy, and something in tow. Later, he found out that he has a burrowing sandworm on his team, temporarily, maybe permanently. The dice can only tell. We come back in the middle of combat, and it is Defibulous's round. What would you like to do?
Well, that's a good question.
It's so anticlimactic.
So the worm isn't bothered by lightning, but doesn't like cold.
Correct.
I don't think we have any super cold items anymore.
Not at the moment that I can think of.
Those frost things left from the Miranda?
I don't know. I don't think we did.
Couldn't remember if we used them all, and I can't find anything on my notes about it.
Check group loot.
I did, and my group loot doesn't show it.
According to group loot in the Maximilian Loot Hoarder tab, we have two, but I thought we used them.
All right, I'm just going to treat them like we used them then, because that sounds about right. Well, this thing is still the worm's chasing us, and the brother, the sheriff, and the deputy are still chasing us in their vehicle. Could I shoot the driver?
Yes, you can hit any one of them. They are in partial cover.
Yes, I am going to try to shoot the deputy.
All right, so roll to hit.
But I am going to shoot him in a very specific manner.
Okay.
Unload on him!
No, I was not going to unload on him just in one go yet. I'm going to use targeting and shoot him in the face.
Okay.
47.
That is a hit.
All right, and to be with the targeting, since I hit him on hit, the target will take normal damage and is confused for one round. This is a mind altering effect.
All right, cool. And I have the confused chart up on my screen.
And he took 17 points of damage to his face.
Ouchie, ouchies.
And the sheriff, what is he doing?
Riding side saddle, getting ready to shoot at you.
I thought he had gotten up to go do something when the cannon jammed.
Cannon loads and unloads from behind, so they can do it without moving.
Okay, well, my second shot, I'll just shoot my brother.
Okay.
Siblings do, right? 37.
That is a hit.
For 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And just to confirm, they are more than 30 feet away.
They are currently 60.
Okay.
All right. So there are still 3 beams of lightning striking the ground. And it is Varric's turn. All right. So it is Varric's turn. And Varric is going to return that shot. And in fact, he's going to do something like what you did.
Uh-oh.
We are going to shoot you in a very specific way, targeting the head. Does a 31 hit?
Yep.
Are we still in partial cover? Also, who are you talking to, me or Defibulous?
Defibulous, and you should be... Yeah, you are in partial cover.
Well, I'm still laying down, tech.
Okay. You take normal damage, and you are confused for... one round. Let's not roll the cannon damage because he's not using the cannon on you. 11 points of damage. That makes it the sheriff's round. Sheriff is going to... Well, you're the only target, so I guess you're getting shot at again.
Well, technically, Mugen is a target as well.
Yeah, but they all hate Defibulous.
Okay, that's fair. I'm just making sure that you're not just forgetting about my rat.
Does a 29 hit?
No.
A flaming bullet just whizzes by you just barely. Deputy is confused. Let me roll for them. They bash their head on the steering wheel.
Nice.
Yeah, they basically... I rolled where they do 1d or 1d8 of damage to them. All right. Kalila, your round.
Kalila's gonna pop up seeing Defibulous getting shot at and no longer feeling nauseated and pull her bow back and place 3 shots aimed at the brother. But she's gonna switch to magic shot or the wild shot.
You're firing 3 wild shot shots.
Yep, at the brother.
Okay. Of course. All right, roll.
That's what I am doing. Does a... You said they are 60, right? 60 feet out?
Yep.
32 hit.
That is... a hit.
Next one will be a 33.
Hit.
And the last one is a crit.
Okay. So get me that damage first.
From the arrow damage?
Yes.
So the first arrow is actually 27 damage. The second arrow will be 25 damage. And the last arrow, let me times that out, is 48 damage.
And then I need your wild shot rolls.
Yep, so the first roll on the D6 is a 3. And then you need percentiles, right?
Correct.
14.
All right, so a magical cage drops on top of the brother. And he cannot move unless it is destroyed.
That's convenient.
All right. Now I need the second one.
Second one I rolled a 3 again, so this, I'm guessing the same chart.
Yep.
With 8 on the percentiles.
Target is flat-footed.
Knocked him on his butt.
Yep. And the last one.
I rolled a 6 on the D6.
Okay.
And the percentiles is 13.
And Defibulus's brother is gone.
Gone?
Like he just disappears. There's a poof of smoke around him, and he is disappeared.
Kalila's gonna look a little bit in shock of the, where did he go?
Sandworm is pulling away from the cart, and it looks like it is moving towards the mechanized cart. Top of round. Defibulus, what would you like to do?
I'm confused, aren't I?
Yes, but you can still move. You roll percentiles, and then depending on what you roll is what you'll have. So I need you to roll a percentile.
1%.
You can act normally.
Oh, wow.
All right, so the brother disappeared. The worm's going back at the cart. I'm going to shoot the sheriff then, since he seems to be the only one capable of fighting back at the moment.
Which, okay. Did Defibulus hear Kalila go, where did he go?
Where'd who go?
I dropped a cage on your brother. He fell on his butt, and now he's gone.
Probably ran away like a little bitch.
That baffles Kalila for a minute. So where's he gonna run?
I will nat 20 the sheriff.
All right. Then that is a hit.
60 points of damage.
Woohoo!
All right. Okay, so that, was that your only shot?
Do I get 2 attacks after being confused?
No. Wait. Yeah, you act normally. There's no flaw.
Okay. I didn't know. I thought being confused limited me.
No, that 1% roll meant you get your normal actions, apparently.
Yep.
I'm going to shoot the sheriff a second time.
All right, go for it.
I shot the sheriff.
Well, I can't say I shot the sheriff because I also did shoot the deputy, too. 39.
That is a hit.
22 damage this time.
Okay. All right. And that makes it... Well, Varric's...
By gone, you mean we can't see him. But he was in a cage, so if he's just invisible, hopefully he's just stuck in the cage. And he's flat-footed.
So he is still gone, but the beams of lightning that were on his shoulder are also gone.
Uh-oh.
And you are seeing 3 more strange bulges in the sand.
Defibulus?
That makes it the sheriff's round.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the lightning was keeping the worm thingies away.
The sheriff is going to shoot Mugen. What is my crit range on my pistol? Not a crit. Almost, though.
Ooh, yay.
Does a 36 hit?
Yes. Even in partial cover, that still hits a Mugen.
11 points of damage, and you see a hot spot on his armor where the bullet punctured in.
My Mugen.
That makes it the deputy's round, and the deputy is going to chuck something at y'all. Does a 15 will not hit. Let's see if it hits the cart. It hits the cart. And one of the wheels is now completely ablaze.
Now we're hot rodding.
This cat's on fire.
Kalila, you're round.
Well, seeing that the wheel is on fire, I am taking... Actually, probably cast a spell. It's either the thing of Everflow or I'm going to douse it in some spell water.
Depends on if you want to use a spell slot or not.
Well, I have Hydraulic Push, which would summon a bunch of water that typically forcefully moves people across.
I'll allow you to use it as a utility spell.
I'm going to use it as a utility spell and douse the wheel so that way it doesn't catch our cart on fire and it's still functioning.
Okay. Do you need to roll anything for that?
Instantaneous? Doesn't say so.
So the the wheel is now doused in this magical water and goes out.
My next attack is... Well, probably just a good old standard bow attack against the sheriff. Or the deputy, since he's driving.
Okay.
Kalila wants to see if they can make them crash. Does a 36 hit?
That is a hit.
And this is also still, because she hasn't changed her arrow since I declared the wild shot. This is a wild shot to the deputy. Bow damage will still be 23 points of bow damage.
All right.
And then a 6 on the d6.
All right.
And a 71.
There is now a rainstorm of apples that fill the cart. If you choose to eat an apple, it will heal 1d10 damage.
Ow! What the hell? Apples?
I don't know if she's ducking and covering from the apples. Does that splatter all over their windshield and make it hard for them to see?
Nope, it's filling the cart.
Oh. Damn. Well, then with a Hugin and a Mugen turn.
Talk about fast food.
Talk about fast food. And it's healthy. Hugin is going to launch some nettles at the sheriff.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, yet again with a 19, but I think, nope, crit's only on a 20. And then the other one is a nat 1.
So we are. Let me roll for your nat 1. Who wants 1-2?
I was going to say, I'll take 1-2 if you don't mind.
Alright, so 1-2. Who gets 3-4?
Mugen.
And you're 5-6?
Yep.
The Fibulous is getting the nettle shot this time.
After all I've done for you.
Well, good news is it's only 6 points of damage. So you didn't even feel a thing.
Yeah, I'm not covered in butt hair.
Hey, butt hair. But the other one would have hit, because that was a 19 on die.
Mm-hmm.
So let me add it up. I'm pretty sure that's a hit at least. 37 to hit.
That is a hit.
And he will take a stinging 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And then Mugen, correct me if I'm wrong, he didn't fire last round. He should be reloaded and can fire again.
Correct.
Fantastic. Mugen is going to launch missiles at the deputy.
Okay.
Does a 27 hit?
That is a hit.
Ooh, snap. I thought that was going to be a miss. Let me roll my d4, see how many missiles hit. We got a whole volley of 4.
All right, go for it.
First one is 11. Second one is a 5. Next one is 8, and then a 4.
He is still up, but he does not look happy.
To be fair, did the guy ever look happy?
The deputy? Oh yeah, he liked his job. All right, it looks like the sandworm tries to nudge the... Oh wait, there are other sandworms at play. Give me a sec, I need to roll their initiative. I'll just have them all roll at the same time. Sandworm 1 hits and pushes the cart to the left. Well, I'm sorry, the motor car to the left. Next one tries to bite and fails. Third one, bite and fail. Fourth one, nat 1, it's disappeared.
It ran away.
Look, Barristan says I'm out.
Wait, there's four of the, there's a total of four?
Yes.
Oh, I thought there was a total of three. My bad.
Defibulous, your round.
Oh, which one of the two idiots looks worse for wear?
Deputy.
Well, he's the hoot guy. I'm going to shoot then.
Okay.
Defibulous goes, shit, jam.
Cover.
Holy crap, you actually jammed?
Yep. Rolled a one. But it's not something I have to worry about because I have my, I do believe I have a feat that lets me clear that quickly.
Yeah, you got quick clear, which will use one of your grit points.
Yep. So can I shoot again?
No, that would use your round. So okay. You can quick clear and then you are good to fire for the next round. Varric is nowhere to be seen. The sheriff. The sheriff is shooting at Kalilo.
Bring it.
All right, I will. I just rolled a crit.
Ah, snap.
Give me a second. Minimum damage.
Too bad it wasn't a melee attack, you lucky bastard. All
right, so...
I should say, you lucky son of a gun.
17 points of damage as this pistol strikes you.
We'll let out another cat yelp of...
The deputy's turn. Deputy.
And we'll growl in return, by the way. So it's followed a rant and a growl.
Deputy's gonna fire the cannon.
I thought he's driving.
Yeah, but you don't know how the wiring is set up in this thing.
That's fair.
So I need... Does a 28 hit anyone?
Nope.
All right, so this cannon goes wide, and let's see if it hits anything else. One sec. Hits a burrowing sandworm.
I was about to say, can I hit a worm?
It barely misses a worm.
Ow.
There's an explosion to the left, and Rayo pulls to the right hard. That makes it Kalila's turn.
All right. Kalila's gonna pop up and return the fire as to whoever shot her. Was it the sheriff?
It was the sheriff.
And Kalila doesn't know anything about guns, but she knows jams are bad and has no idea how long they take to fix. So she is going to do a clustered shot with magic shot or wild shot, using her full attack action to fire, I believe it is 3 points or 3 arrows. To hit the same spot on the sheriff. And if he has any DR, you only subtract it once because it considers it all one total damage.
Okay.
All right, I'm pretty sure the first shot was gonna be a miss. Let me calculate. Does a 26 hit?
A 26 with cover does not hit.
All right, the next two, does a 29 hit?
That is a hit.
All right. So the second arrow will hit, and the last one was a nat 20.
All right.
The first arrow just barely plinks, I'm guessing, against whatever he's hiding behind, while the other two soar just over it and nail him. Four. The first arrow will only do 19 points of damage. The second one, that critted, will do a total of 38. I've already doubled the damage for that one.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now it's wild shot time again.
2d6, or 1d6. The first one is a 6.
Right.
Followed by a 66 on the percentiles.
All right, so everyone in the cart is going to get a +1 on attack and saving throws against fear effects.
Okay.
So the cart is now glistening with a white magic. Next roll.
Is a 2.
Okay.
With a 68.
The large squid lands on the caster's head and starts to strangle them. It deals 2d6 damage melee and has 20 HP. And so you are taking 2d6 damage.
It's on me or on that on?
On you.
On me?
On you.
Oh, that backfired.
You take 8 points of damage. You have a large squid that is on top of you, strangling you.
Do I get a reflex save against that, or do I have to wrestle it off of me?
It only has 20 HP, so you just have to do 20 points of damage to its health.
Dagger and stab a Rooney, but I'm guessing that's next round, or do I get to do that this round?
Next round. It will be there for 9 rounds.
Until I get it off.
Yep. All right, and your last wild shot, please.
I missed on the first one.
Okay. Nope, wild shot still goes off, even if you miss.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's how it's always been.
4. And a 38. As there is muffled cat screams coming from a giant squid on Kalila's face.
A energy bolt suddenly shoots out from your left ear and hits the nearest object and or person, etc.
Well, do you want me to roll percentiles? Because I always imagined that I was on the left of Defibulus and he was on my right, but that's just my imagination.
Since there are... So you have the driver, the horse, the carriage, Hugin, Mugin, and Defibulus, roll a d6 and then tell me the number.
2.
You're hitting the horse. 4. 7 points of damage.
Whoops.
Rayo looks back and goes, "Watch where you're throwing magic!"
Though I don't know if he'd hear through the muffled strangulations of the squid of the...
Makes it the sandworm's round. Let's take a look. Sandworm 1. It's going to try attacking the truck, and it misses. Sandworm 2. Attacks the truck, and misses. Sandworm 3. Goes for the truck, and misses.
Dang.
They are trying to ram it. And not hitting. That makes it. Defibulus, you're round.
What the hell? A squid?
Baby, please help me!
I'm gonna pretend you just asked me to take that thing off your head.
That's pretty accurate to what she screamed.
Can I shoot the thing without hitting her?
Yes, yes, you can.
It's a 29 to hit.
I'll let that be a hit.
24 points of damage.
It explodes in a mix of ink, water, and blood and just disappears.
Kalila just has this look of, oh dear God, while trying to breathe.
Fabius will shake his head and then turn back to the and fire his last shot at the sheriff again.
This is why I hate magic shot. Wild shot.
I shall crit the sheriff.
All right. Roll your damage. Actually, wait. Can your weapon do over 25 points of damage in one shot?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm at 24 damage without adding the multiplier.
Since you critted him and you can do more than his current health in his current state, describe your kill shot.
He's facing me, got his back to me. What's he doing?
He's facing you. They can't have their back to you.
All right. Well, Defibulus, having remembered the last time he dealt with this guy and how he abused the poor slave people that he had with him, he's going to put the bullet right between his eyes like he did last time and make sure that he stays down this time.
You see him slump over and you can see something open up as the deputy kicks him out and the vehicle is now going slightly faster. As you watch... The body hits and rolls, and all of a sudden, two sandworms dive up, grab the body, and drag it underneath the sand.
Neat.
And that means two sandworms are now fully distracted.
So there's only one now, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Deputy's round. Deputy is reloading the cannon. Makes it Kalila's round.
All right, a Kalila Hugin-Mugin. Kalila's rather upset at the squid that was on her face. And is going to put her wild shots up and go back to her gator teeth. That was enough to convince her as to why she was always hesitant on those things.
you know, use a magic weapon from a strange man that lives in a tree. You never know what you'll get.
Hey, so far it's been good, man.
I mean, I went bald last time I did.
Yeah, that's not nearly as bad. I'm just scrolling through my spells really quick. But while that, she's gonna go, hey, Defibulous.
You?
Do you think that thing's weak against lightning?
My brother had the lightning thing going around him on there, but I'm not sure if the vehicle itself would be affected. You can try it.
Nah, she's gonna cast something. Hearing that, you know, he does have a good point. It had lightning on it. This thing might not be that resistant to lightning. And it's not made out of all metal. Is it made out of wood?
It is made out of what you can tell. It is made out of metal. If there is wood, you can't tell.
Okay, so if she hits it with lightning, it should still damage the driver, the deputy.
Maybe.
She's actually going to cast a new spell called Ball of Lightning. We're going to go with the lightning idea.
Mm-hmm.
I can create two globes that fly in whichever direction I indicate for every four caster levels above 7th. So I think I can only create two. I know it's only, even though it won't be able to catch up to it, but I know I can at least hit them now with it. So I understand I don't get to keep them on the playing field, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Shame we can't just drop it in his lap.
No, that's what I actually am pretty much doing. I can cast it right on him, which will hurt him this round, and then, in theory, he'll drive through it. So I'm essentially casting it, like, right pretty much at the windshield. Successful reflex save negates the damage, so you do get a reflex save.
Okay.
Creature wearing metal armor takes a -4 penalty on the saving throw.
Okay. The reflex saving throw.
So he has to hit a 28.
He failed.
All right, there's two of them, so he gets to roll twice.
Failed again.
Okay.
All right, so what is the damage?
The first ball will do 11 points of damage.
Okay.
As electricity, specifically.
Okay.
And the next one is 14.
Describe your kill on the deputy.
Well, Kalila getting rather irritated at this chase, and irritated from squid on her face, will end up casting two balls of lightning, and she's specifically aiming for them to be right in front of their carriage. That ends up having him drive right through them, and you just see several arcs of electricity as these two balls of lightning go off on him, frying him as it arcs around the cabin, since I'm assuming he's surrounded in some metal.
As the last spark of electricity dies away and the carriage slowly comes to a stop, I need a perception check from everyone.
36.
Okay.
39.
Both of you notice as the carriage comes to a complete stop and you guys get out of combat, Defibulus' brother appears from nowhere. Standing behind the canton, he looks like he has been beaten by ivy and thorns. And he looks at you with this gnarled smile as he pulls the lever on the cannon and rolls a 31 to hit on Kalila.
Am I considered in cover?
You are partial cover.
It meets it. Does it beat it?
Well, this is a cannon shot, and it does splash damage, so I'm going to say it doesn't hit you directly, but it hits...
very close.
I will say it hits the carriage.
Lila, did you have temporary DR as well?
Yes, I cast that on myself as well.
Okay.
So since he is hitting the carriage and not you directly, since he met. I will make the executive decision that it doesn't hit you directly, it hits the cart.
I would like to shield the driver.
Okay.
The tiny defibulous body leaps upon the driver to shield him. Will this cannon attack require a reflex saving throw at all?
Nope.
Okay.
With 22 damage as it splashes down, the wheel that was targeted breaks off and sends you spiraling. I will give each of you one last attack on the tank.
You said 22 damage, right?
Yes, on the vehicle. So you guys will take... I will be nice and say you guys take half damage, so 11. So each of you get a single shot at Defibulous's brother.
Awesome.
Do you want to shoot first?
You go for it. All right, she'll pull back her bow and let an arrow fly.
All right, what did you roll for a hit?
Oh, you're lucky. I was 1 point shy of a crit.
That's all right. I rolled the crit for you.
Nice! I would prefer you to have it anyways. Mathing. 24 from Kalila.
What's the range on the cart?
Yeah, how far away is he?
You are currently at 80 feet.
Okay.
Defibulous, your numbers, please.
Yep, I'm figuring damage now. 64 total.
Describe your killing shot.
Defibulous, and just out of just sheer spite and anger for all the hardship and misery his brother caused him, just screams, "Won't you just finally stay dead?" And just shoots him dead center of the face with all the anger and frustration he has towards his brother.
As the bullet strikes true, you send the brother backwards, landing into the cockpit. And I want you to roll some percentiles and tell me if you roll a 60 or higher.
55.
Okay, nothing happens. As the cart flips end over end and you see Rayo take off being dragged by the horse, we end this week's episode with you guys laying relatively unscathed underneath the hot desert sun, lost in the expansive desert.
Well, 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 me friends, it seems as if Defibulous and Kalila have successfully beaten Varric, leaving him dead in the hot sands, the strange vehicle he rode upon destroyed. But this also leaves them lost in the great expanse desert with an unforgiving sun, icy nights, and very little food and shelter. It seems as if now they must find a way to return to some sort of civilization. Well, let us hope that their story doesn't end here. Until next time, you friends, may the dice gods bless your every roll.
We here at What the Dice would like to thank Paizo for creating Pathfinder, Epidemic Sound for our music, as well as Sirenscape for our sound effects. If you would like to reach out to us, you can do so on Facebook at What the Dice Pod, Twitter at What the Dice Pod, and of course email whatthedicepod@gmail.com. And if you liked our little adventure, please share us with your friends and rate and review us.